Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. And your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions on qualification purposes. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how likely are you to vote on Maryland's Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Would that be definitely will vote, likely will vote, or
definitely
may not vote? Or okay,
definitely.
Okay, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals after I mention each one. I would like to tell me, like you tell me if you recognize the person. If you do, I would like you to tell me if you tell whether you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of that individual. Okay, the first one will be Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Robin Speaker.
Don't know.
Okay, Okay, Chris Chaffee.
Don't know.
And Larry Hogan.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay, very unfavorable. Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
I'm not sure, but it definitely will not be Hogan.
Okay, we have Ficker or and Chaffee.
Ficker.
Okay,
I'll vote
Ficker.
For Ficker.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine, or is that strongly or somewhat support to Ukraine and to Ukraine?
I favor not supporting Ukraine.
So you oppose it, right? Strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed to help?
Strongly opposed.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I support aid to Israel very strongly.
I strongly support. Okay, thank you. And when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Okay, energy independence for this country, would that be very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
Very important. Very important.
What about job creation and economic development?
Somewhat important.
Economic issues, inflation, family, budget, and debt.
Very important.
Securing and protecting our southern border.
Absolutely very important.
Okay. Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Definitely important.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, okay, if it makes no difference to you. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote
more
for Ficker?
More likely.
Or does not make, would that be
more likely
much
to vote
more,
for Ficker.
Okay, much more likely or just somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay, Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to, you know, to vote for Ficker?
More likely.
Okay, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker?
More likely.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
More
likely. All right, ma'am, and now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if this information makes you more or less likely to vote for him, and often makes no difference to you, okay? Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make
right,
you more
to vote
or less
Democrats. Less likely.
Does this Less likely, okay. Would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, Larry Hoggins.
All the way through.
Okay, Larry Hoggins is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hoggins is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hoggins, or makes no difference?
Less likely.
Okay, much less likely. Okay, yeah, as a governor, Larry Hoggins locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during, you know, much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their state open. Does this make you less or much more likely to support him?
It doesn't make a difference what he did
no
during
difference.
COVID.
Okay, no effect. Okay, no problem, ma'am. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or
Robin
someone else?
Robin Ficker.
Okay, all right. Thank you. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican?
Conservative Republican.
Conservative, okay. And would you say you are very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, and we will assist us greatly in
You're
analyzing your response.
You're not going to turn this over to the Department of Justice, are you?
No, ma'am. This is a privately research firm. Okay, so no, this is this survey is, I mean, strictly for Republicans right now. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Into which of the following age groups do you fall in? Would you say you're 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to or older?
60 or older.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Just okay. That concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.